54 DJW Mobile.
Over. South Tiger River going over Lake Robinson. How are you doing, Dave?
Up your way when you're living there. Past Brown Road on 101 at O'Neill. Just leaving there. I'm doing good. This is a beautiful day, is it not?
Been a wonderful day. Bernice and I have been up to a friend's house target shooting this afternoon with his 22s and just had a grand old time.
Take me to do that when we lived on Clemson campus. I don't know where there was a landfill, and we used to go to the landfill, and they would use 22s to shoot rats in the landfill. Oh, those were the days.
I'll never forget one time Bernice's mom up on the farm was back in Kansas was telling me about having thousands of rats in the barn. Didn't know how to get rid of them. Well, they had a good source of oats and stuff there. And I said, oh, Mama, I said, there can't be that many. So anyway, she grabbed me by the hand as usual. Oh, there's that little airport over there getting ready to turn on 101. And she took me out the barn, and she opened the barn door, and she took a dishpan, the old porcelain ones, the white ones, and she went and got some oats and put in it, and she come back, and where they milk cows in the stanchions there, she set that white pan down there in the stanchions. Watched her, and she grabbed my hand, and she took me back out, and she shut the barn door all except for a small crack, maybe a foot wide. And she says, now you listen. And I thought, well, this is another one of Mama's goofy things, you know. And anyways, I started hearing this noise, this rustling noise, Dave. And she slid that door open real quick. And those two D-spans that were on the ground there were absolutely, well, it was one D-span. It was absolutely covered with rats. I never seen anything like it in my life. So the next time I went out there, I did the same thing, and I had a 20-gauge shotgun. And, oh, did I catch heck, because I shot that D-span up.
The rats, not the hardware. You know, they make a bucket lid that has a little trap door in it. And what you do is you put peanut butter on one side of the door, and it's got this pivot point on the other side of the door, and when they walk across the door, they fall in the bucket. And you can catch bucket loads of them that way. I had some get in my garage, and I put one of those buckets in there, and every once in a while I get a mouse. I just put a little peanut butter on the opposite side of the pivot. But I have watched videos where they'll fill the bucket up with mice. That's a lot cheaper than a whole bunch of shotgun shells.
Yeah, it would be. I never seen so many rats in my life, though. I never knew it was possible. But she was right. But the other time that I had fun with Mama, and I just loved her. She was a wonderful woman like Bernice. And she called me and at work, and which was extremely rare, and told me she needed me to stop by the house. I know, she called me home the night before. And so she said she had a raccoon getting in the chicken pen. So I went and got Henry, and he got his coon hounds, and we went out to the farm. And I was thinking, you know, I just wonder if this is accurate or not. So he goes down to the chicken pen, and she said it was trapped underneath a dishpan. And I said, a raccoon? I said, they're smarter than that, Mom. No, it's a raccoon. And it's been killing my chickens. So anyways, me and Henry and the dog goes down there to the chicken pen. You'll never guess what was under that dishpan, Dave. Well, I seen this long, skinny tail sticking out from under it, and it didn't have any hair on it.
A possum?
That's what it was. I was very embarrassed because Henry was a big coon hunter and he had very expensive dogs. So we got rid of the possum, but Henry didn't want his dogs chasing them.
Well, my ex-father-in-law's dad, grandfather-in-law, I guess you'd call him, he used to catch possum, and he'd feed them for a while, and then he would dress them up and eat them. You know, feed them for a while would get their system all cleaned out. And he'd clean them up and eat them, kind of greasy. I saw him over there one time. I could have picked up a piece of possum and eaten it if I wanted to, but I didn't do it.
Is that the game wardens feeds that they had years ago back up there? And there's people that ate them. And, I see them on Right Below Zero on TV all the time. They eat muskrats. And I could chase Bernice from here to downtown Greenville with a mouse. So I don't think she'd go for any kind of muskrat.
I couldn't do that either. Now, when I lived over in France, they got to where they would tell me what I ate after I ate it instead of before I ate it. And it turns out I ate some things I didn't think I would have eaten that turned out to be pretty good.
Things they'd have, that the game wardens would have, they have all kinds of stuff that they would eat. But Bernice's mom had some chickens out in the barn one time, and the weirdest thing, I couldn't figure out what it was. But by the time Mama told me, they'd already killed like 135 chickens or something like that. So anyways, I goes out there, and gosh, they had wire strung everywhere in that part of the barn trying to block whatever it was out. And I was thinking weasel, but there ain't no weasels in Kansas to my knowledge. And the badgers were further north. And it turns out that it was raccoons. And many times you'd go in there and you'd find a big hole under their wing, and they would eat the entrails out of the chicken, which is gross. And many times they would decapitate the chicken, and they'd leave the rest of the bodies laying around in the barn. And it took me forever to figure out what it was, because I'm not a trapper. And finally I set some traps, and I buried them. And I went down and I shot 10 rabbits, and we ate the rabbits, but I took the entrails and I put them on those traps, Dave, and I caught, the biggest one was like 30 or 32 pounds.
And they get really big. Up north they get bigger, I think, than they do down here. But when my kids were growing up, I told you we lived on a farm. We had chickens and rabbits and a raccoon and pigeons. And one time, the pigeons got a whole lot better food than the chickens. Chickens got chicken scratch, right? Cracked corn and maybe some rye or something like that. Pigeons got pigeon food, which had a whole lot better stuff in it. Every once in a while, a chicken would find its way into the pigeon coop, and the pigeons would go nuts, and the chicken might kill the pigeon. And that chicken found its way into Ricky's cage. Ricky was a raccoon. And when that chicken wasn't in there, probably 5 seconds, maybe 10 seconds, and Ricky had caught him, put his head between his jaws, and crushed, and the chicken was dead immediately. It didn't take Ricky 5-6 seconds to terminate a bad chicken.
I never realized she'd lost that many before she told me, but... We eliminated him, and then I went into the old house. They had built a new house, and I went into the old house that Bernice was raised in most of her life, and they stored grain in there. And when I went in, there was two raccoons, and they ran almost, they ran straight up a sheetrock wall inside of that house before I shot them. And... how in the world can they get a grip? I mean, they went up towards the ceiling. Yeah, they couldn't have gone any further, but I nailed them before that. But I didn't think they could climb a sheetrock wall. But they're pretty amazing.
That's pretty good for a heavy raccoon. I had two squirrels that could do that easy. They could bounce off of the wall. They could two bounces, and they could be on the ceiling upside down, holding on. Those squirrels were a trip. I hate it when they departed. So they ate the monocoat off of an airplane, and that was the end of my squirrels. Anyway, Tom, I got to take the antenna off the top of the truck. The dogs and I are going through the car wash, so that means I have to stop transmitting. otherwise, I don't think they'll let me go through the car wash with the antenna on the top. But anyway, good talking to you. You and Miss Bernice will be very safe going home, and enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. NZLTR, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Talk to you later. W4DJW, NZLTR is clear, and we are home and getting out.